أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت Musliman di Mujtahid. Orang memang alam
हर काफी हमसे करते हैं ये दोनों काफी समझो कि विदाई की कोई बात है विदाई की कोई बात नहीं है अब तो सुना ज्यादा खबर चले कि मोहम्मद अकबर साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह प्रेजेंट में माइक शेयर की सर मौलाना आपके खाली से जाने के बाद अल्लाह ने मुझे लॉन्ग मैन अल्लाह ने खुद है ये ये थे और प्यारा परफॉर्मेंस है तो अगर मगर सुना ले कि हमारे दर्द दर्द को या रसूल दर्द के मुआसब कर दो ओ अल्लाह हमारे दर्द को our love for you, our love is a real love, in some way. Our dard to ya Rasul, dard is a mu'tabar kashkar. Make it a real, genuine love for you, Allah. Our sir ko har lamha ko wakte sange dard kar de, set our heads, every moment we sacrifice for your cause, for your pleasure, for your ibadah, for your ifa'at, for your obedience, ya Allah. میری آہوں کو لطف خاص سے تو بڑا اثر کر دے let my crying be accepted to your grace that is let my crying bear fruit by you accepting my duas my prayers my namaz کرم سے میری جان دے خبر کو باخبر کر دے by your grace let my life of negligence and غفلت ignorance become a life of consciousness awareness And then in your end, let every moment of my life be in your remembrance, life which is dedicated in acquiring knowledge. Kadam se meri jaan de khabar ko baap khabar kar de. That's the ghaflat. Allah Ta'ala must remove it from us. Not aware of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Aur apni raah mein hum saadiqon ko tezatar kar de. And in treading the path of yours, Make us a salikin, O Allah. Make us go forward, go ahead, advance, succeed. Make us progress in leaps and bounds. Mizaj-e-roo, wajib ko tu mizaj-e-shere-nat-kar-de. We must not have that mizaj of foxiness, of cunningness. So that we hear the Prophet say, Tofi, Matskulkar, But when somebody passes like this, we're not supposed to look at him, we look at him like this. We look at her like this. We think nobody is looking at it. Let us, that is mizaj and bulbani, that's foxiness, cunningness, slyness, not honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not honest with yourself also, and not honest with Allah. We must be honest to ourselves also and to Allah also. Aur hamari shaan-e-gham ko fazl se rashke sahar kar de, change our night of grief, hamari shaan-e-gham ko. Gham, grief, sorrow, sadness, people are depressed. It's like night, darkness of night. Ya Allah, change it into the dawn, the morning of joy. In the morning, how nice is it outside? A new day starts. Then what happens? The person is happy. Allah Ta'ala gives life to people to get up from the Prophet Muhammad and see and witness for themselves the noor, the happiness that Allah Ta'ala brings to a person in a new day. Every new day is a new life for us. In the night he died, last sleep is the first hour, death. Mm-hmm. And those for whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has decided that they must live again, Allah gives him the ruh there. And if Allah Ta'ala decided why he must go away, the ruh is taken, is kept by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu yatawakkal al-anfusa hina ruhya wallati lam tamut fi manami. Fayumsiku allati qadwa alayhi al-maut wa yursilu al-ukhra ila ajalin musamma. Then, Allah says, Shab-e-day-joon-ko, Allah Rabbah. Shab-e-day-joon-ko, tu rashk-e-kursheed-o-tamar-kar-de. Our dark nights, in other words, our depressions, sadnesses, sorrow, change it, O Allah, into such joy and happiness that even the sun and the moon, they envy us. Hamare khushka-aankho-ko, udaya, chashm-kar-kar-de, our dry eyes. That cannot cry, that cannot weep for the sake of Allah. Oh Allah, make them cry so that they become moist. Mere rashko mein shamil hone dil dil mere jigar kar de wo tab dil wat ki upar bol de mere rashko mein shamil hone dil hone jigar kar de hone dil hone jigar kar de and I do weep and cry in front of you Allah that it be the tears are like water that's coming out but also mix the tears and the water that comes from the eyes, mix it with the blood that comes out from the heart and blood that comes out from the liver. Hamari ghaflaton ki neend ko nar, the cry will be genuine. Hamare rabbano ki neend ko aankh se seher kar de, and also in a night we sleep that sleep of negligence. Oh Allah, make it such that you give us a diet to give us talking to get up in the night. And then we are awake from the night, from the last part of the night, through the morning also. And then in that morning also we cry. We make it step apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْأَسْعَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ How Allah Ta'ala praises those who come to the end of the day. At the time of Sahri, in the morning, the person get up for tahajjud, of course, that will be the last part of the night, and he sits on the musalla, and he believes that when the Sahri time comes, morning comes, he will make it istighfar. Allah give us the tawfiq, he will make it istighfar at that time of the day. Hamari rahmaton ki neemat ko aankh sar kar de, hamari sarda aankhon ko tu aankh garam kar kar de, and our signs of coldness, change it, O Allah, into our signs of warmness and heat. Aur hamare hum se dur uftaron ko tu nazdeek kar kar de, so wa aankh ko bas aur Allah bring them near to us, hamare waswason ko dar de, dil kar jigar kar de, and all our doubts we have, change them into faith for you, and love for you, and mad love for you, and ishq for you. Allah be upon you. Inshallah, it was quite a bit. And I won't be so much of him, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hamare dard ko ya rab ko dard e maut bar kar de, hamare dard ko ya rab ko dard e maut bar kar de, hamare sar ko har lamha quwwat ke sang dar kar de, meri aahon ko lutfe khaas se tooba asar kar de, meri aahon ko lutfe khaas se tooba asar kar de, karam se meri jaane beqabar ko باخبر کر دے, کرم سے میری جانے بے خبر کو باخبر کر دے, اور اپنی رات میں ہم سائقوں کو تیز کر دے, اور اپنی راہ میں ہم سائقوں کو تیز کر دے, مزاج ہو وہی کو تو مزاج سے نر کر دے, مزاج ہو وہی کو تو مزاج شیر نر کر دے, ہماری شام غم کو فضل سے رش کے سحر کر دے, ہماری شام کو فضل سے رش کے سحر کر دے, شب دیجور کتو شب دیجور کتو رش کے خرشیدوں عمر کر دے, ہماری خوش آنکھوں کو خدا یا چشم تر کر دے, ہماری خوش آنکھوں کو خدا یا چشم تر کر دے, میرے اشکوں میں شامل خون خون جگر کر دے, میرے اشکوں میں شامل خون دل خون جگر کر دے, ہماری غفلتوں کی
ہماری غفلتوں کی نیند کو آج سحر کر دے، ہماری سر جہاں کو آئے گرم تر کر دے، اور ہم سے پور تاروں کو تو نزدیک تر کر دے، اور ہم سے پور تاروں کو تو نزدیک تر کر دے، ہمارے وسوسوں کو درد دل درد دل کر دے.
جب آن دے قیامہ کرے محشر کی اختر پر کرم کی ایک نظر کر لے، قیامہ کر تو اللہ لیٹ یور گیز آف مرسی بی سیٹ آن اختر، اور اپنے فضل سے وہ آخری مشکل بھی سر کر دے. اینڈ وٹ یور گریس وٹ یور مہربانی وٹ یور رحمت او اللہ، دیٹ لاسٹ ماؤنٹین دیٹ از ٹو بی کراسڈ and Sirat that is to be crossed for the person to go to Jannah, oh Allah, let us conquer that also.
Sabeh-e-Shar ki Akhtar par Karam ki ek nazar kar de, Sabeh-e-Shar ki Akhtar par Karam ki ek nazar kar de, آخری مشکل بھی سر کر دے، اور اپنے فضل سے وہ آخری مشکل بھی سر کر دے.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأثم، روح الفدا بقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم، يا رب بالمستطى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية، فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من اتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before starting with our actual talk, as per the command of our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahimahullah, Hazrat used to say that before every talk, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah. of Hazrat Nabiyyah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnahs can become alive in our lives again. In order to understand the value of sunnah, by way of one example, it's not long ago, many of us must be remembering those days when we used to go and buy rice, etc. There was pieces of stone, dirt also with the rice. Now there are such machines, it comes completely clean. You don't have to sit and clean the rice anymore. But before, the ladies had to sit hours and hours to clean the rice. And in that rice, we knew there are stones also. And stone is heavier than rice. But we paid the price of rice for that stone. So we knew we were going to throw them away. But we paid the price of rice. And we looked after the stones just as we look after the rice. That the rain, weather condition, somebody mustn't steal it, some animals mustn't come and eat it or something. We looked after it also. And then when the lady sat and we separated the stones from the rice, and we threw the stones outside, now they had no value. Now we didn't look after it. Now we had, it got no bite, it separated itself from the rice.
Subhanallah.
And now the dogs urinate on it, we don't worry. People walk and trample on it, we don't worry, because it's separated from the rice. But as long as it was with the rice, in the company of the rice, we don't care. Exactly like that. So we will have value when we are connected with sunnahs. And Allah will look after us as He loves the sunnahs. And He loves Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one action of Nabiya alayhi salatu wa sallam which came out of his body. How Allah loves that. Allah Ta'ala will love us and protect us accordingly. And nobody separated us. No housewife sat and separated us from sunnah. We separated ourselves from sunnah. And we separated ourselves from the masjid, from the Quran Sharif, from the value of Ramadan, from the ulama, from reciting of Quran, we separated ourselves. Now, unfortunately, we made ourselves put apne haath se kulhari apne paav pe rakhi. We took the chopper and we hit it on, we broke our own leg with ourselves, with our own chopper. We separated ourselves from sunnahs, now we are like those stones lying outside. The dogs urinate on it. Today the kuffar are urinating on it.
Yeah.
The kuffar, the eaters of swine and the drinkers of wine, how do they treat us today?
Yeah.
And this is all because we separated ourselves from the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we will bring those sunnahs back into our lives, and it's up to us, and it doesn't take long. Just bring the sunnah back, and how Allah protects and loves the sunnah, Allah will protect and love us. We don't have to worry that this country is our enemy, that those people are our enemy, we can't mess up with them in arms and weapons. No, we've got the greatest weapons. And one of them is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who knew this reality, they said at the top of their voice in front of all the non-believers, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَا أُولَٰهِ تَبَحَىٰ. I said, give up to my sunnah, my one sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For these stupid people, they never do that. So this is the value of sunnah. May Allah get us in the heart. One sunnah that we, I just mentioned one, the lengthy sunnah, and we should try and acquire the knowledge from kitab. Our Shaykh has got a beautiful kitab written, Piyari Nabi's and Piyari Sunnahs. Our beloved Nabi's beautiful sunnahs. Go 3 days in Jama'at and see how many sunnahs we will learn. And we will do them practically. Carry on with that. Learn the sunnahs and bring them into our life. Unfortunately, most of us, I'm sure, we haven't made any niyyah for listening to the bayan. If we make niyyah, then it will have value. And the niyyah must be to make amal. Not only to just to go and listen to a bayan, there's a bayan, there's a jalsa carrying on, we're going to listen. And not only to increase our knowledge, that's also good. And not to criticize just how the organization was and how the speaker was, how did this one speak, and to give numbers. We are judges, we are sitting as judges. This one spoke so much, 8 out of 10. This one spoke so well, 7 out of 10. No, that's not all our job. Some of us, we got a habit, we look for faults. That this was said wrong, that was said wrong, etc. No, we must listen with the niyyah of ilm also, and mainly to make amal and to please Allah. If we will sit with that niyat, if we make that niyat now myself also, because I'm speaking to myself, and mainly to myself. So if we make that niyat, Allah will give us tawfiq of Allah. And if we don't make that niyat, we don't get tawfiq of Allah. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. All actions are according to the intentions. We don't make any niyat. If we make a niyat, make a good niyat, then we can make plenty of niyat. And as many make niyat of i'tikaf, those of us who haven't made niyat of i'tikaf, make niyat of i'tikaf now. As long as we're going to sit, and the period between Maghrib and Isha for i'tikaf has got great, great value. Okay? So to make niyat of i'tikaf, make niyat that we're going to increase our knowledge, make niyat we are sitting amongst Muslims, amongst pious Muslims, amongst ulama, amongst righteous people, how many huffaz here? How many ulama here? How many qaris here, mashallah? We are sitting amongst them, we're going to benefit by all that. But we don't make the niyat. Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, taught us from the teachings of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali, that for example, in our times, if we have a 15 watt bulb glow, we put it on, we have another one 60 watt bulb. We have another one 100 watt, another one 1000 watt, another one 5000 watt. The light that will come in the visa, in the atmosphere, in the air, you can't separate that light. That this light is from the 15 watt globe, this one is from the 5000 watt globe, it is all one huge big light. Very bright that light. Just like that, every mu'min, according to his iman that we have got, we are sitting now together here, and according to our iman, the nur of iman is now over us.
Allah.
Somebody has got 15 watts, somebody has got 60 watts, 100 watts, 1000, 5000 watts, but it is one nur that is over us. So even the one who has got 15 is benefiting from that whole nur. And the one who got very strong nur, 5000 also, he is also very, his nur is not only 5000. He sees with that 1000, with that 100, with that 15 watt. And you get globes with 0 watt. Very, very dumb lamp. So whatever we are, but we are sitting in such an environment, wherever we have a dini environment, a halqa of zikr, halqa of dars al-Qur'an, halqa when we have a shab guzari, ijtima, we have our jalsa, like this islahi, all which is within the ambit of me in the correct way, this nur comes and it spreads. And everyone benefits from it. So may Allah let us benefit from that. Let us make those niyat. If we don't make that niyat, that nur we don't get from it. It is up to us to take from it. If we don't take from it, then we don't, like we're passing a circus. We got no interest in the circus. We just passing by, so we're not going to get anything from that circus. Something that we cherish, and we sit and we make our intention, then we get from that. Niyat is very, very important, and it has got great, great value. So anyway, one sunnah that I wish to mention at this time, of the many sunnahs, and as I explained, there are many ways we can acquire this knowledge of sunnah. One very, very valuable sunnah is the sunnah of miswak. It comes in the hadith sharif, inna salata miswak. That namaz that was made in the wudu for that namaz, whenever you made that wudu, somebody got the wudu from a asr time, somebody perhaps even have it from zuhr time sir. But you made your maghrib namaz, we all made our maghrib, same imam, mashallah. His recitation was so beautiful also, and he gave me my cue what I must speak about. So anyway, the same namaz, but those who made miswak in their wudu for that namaz, their namaz is inna salata miswak afzalu min sab'ina salatan bidun miswak. It's more valuable than 70 namazes without miswak. So just take your own example. You made maghrib, we made today, and you made miswak, so it's 70 times 3, 3 rakats. 210. Then we make sunnah, we make nafils also, multiply that also by 70. And for example, yesterday we didn't make miswak, so it's only one salah. Just imagine, this is the place for mind. And this is the real learning of akhirah, which is perpetual, ever and ever, forever. It will never come to an end. And this worldly life is so short compared to one day of akhirah, it's not even 2 minutes.
Allah.
And this little time, Allah has sent us to accumulate our bank balances for akhirah. Not for this dunya what we're going to leave behind. الكيس من دان نفسه. A wise and intelligent person is he who knows and controls his nafs. He is not a short-sighted person. وَعَمِنَ لِمَا بَعَدَ الْمَوْتِ. He makes amal for the eternal life of the year after. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, gives an example. He says that if there is an orchard, fruit orchard, and a person is told, you can go in the orchard, and you can pick fruit as much as you want to, it's yours, free of charge. He gives you a basket, but with two conditions. Once your basket is full, you cannot fill it more. You only so much you can do. The second condition, you cannot reverse and come back. You just have to move front all the time. And that orchard has got sections. So he goes in the first section and he says, what wonderful fruit. He wants to, he's about to pick the fruit and put it into his basket. But when he looks in front, oh, that orchard has got even more better fruit. So he says, no, I'll fill my basket, I can't take the better fruit. So he goes to the next section. But he can't reverse, he can't come back. Goes to the next section, abad, more better fruit. Then he wants to pick, and he sees the third orchard has even got more better fruit. So now he says, let me not fill my basket, he has not even put one fruit from there. Because that orchard has got even more better fruit. Then he sees the next orchard, it was just a mirror. And in a mirror, in a picture also, things look more better. So he thought, that fourth orchard is even better. Let me not fill there even one fruit, let me go and fill fruit there. Now when he came there, it was just a mirror, and he's out of the orchard. And he didn't have one fruit in his basket. And he can't reverse and come back. That is our life in this world. When you were a child, for many years you just sleep. Is this the time for wuzu? Is the time for namaz? Hey, no, it's time to play. And even if there are some children, small children, Allah Akbar, if we read their qissas, 11, 12 years, and what was it, Kaaba? What duas they made? And they were small children. But today, even if a small child, we say, hey, it's your time to play now. Even if you went madrasa school, now after this, go play. What whole day's work makes a dull boy or whatever. That's all lies. There's no truth in it. Those who knew, know the value, they didn't let go in their childhood. Look at Imam Shafi'i, he was a child, how he studied. And they studied day and night and they became these great people. Today we as elders, we discourage the children. And from learning, we put dunya more in front. Deen is thrown away, one side of the text. So anyway, childhood passes like that. Jab jawani aayi, the person jawani, he's like a wild animal, that person in his youth. Now he doesn't really need to think of coming masjid. If we look around us, how many youth have we got here? How many children have we got here? One time, one sheikh came from the Arab countries, Jamaat. Fajr is asked, where are your young children? I don't see one young boy here. I don't see one young person yet, no small children. Where are they? They also should be here for Fajr. Anyway, so that is how our condition is. Burhapa and Aatikhe, kya kya sadhan. When old age came, now you got lots of problems. You can't stand up properly, you can't sit properly. Now you got prostrate, now you got violence, now you got this, now you got that. All problems are you can't do anything. Ajal aake teri kar de yehi ko safar. And when moth will come, you will be finished. So now in the first orchard was your childhood, you didn't do anything. The next orchard were your young days, then your life after that, then you thought when I get old, then I finish everything, no more shop going, no more, I retire now, I just collect my money, I've made all my investments, now I'll get up from tahajjud time and work till ishraq, I'll make ibadat, from asr till isha I will work and I will make ibadat, etc. I'll go and sit in the markaz, make khidmat in the markaz, I'll go in the khanka and make khidmat in the khanka and the darul ulum. But it was just a mirror. Before you knew what you are out of the orchard, out of the dunya, and you didn't fill any fruit. So we have to try and fill as many fruit, as much fruit as we can. And just see how simple, Allahu Akbar, who will give you pay that you are working for somebody, and he tells you that if you will just put, if you will just brush your teeth, I will pay you 70 times more your wages. So the person is earning 20,000 rand a month, for example. And the boss tells him, if you'll just brush your teeth in the morning and come, I'll pay you 70 times 20,000. Who will let me go? But he hasn't got the value of himself. The value of kawab also we got. The value of rent also we got. But the value of salaf, unfortunately, is when our eyes were closed, that would be out of the orchard. Allah Akbar. Walana Mibhar Saad, Dhamit Barakatum, our Shaykh's son, says that one person went to the Qabristan. Sahib Kashf, Allah, let him see the condition of one person. I would like to have a Hafiz class in there. So even if you have a Hafiz class, you're reading Quran Sharif, you're reading Namaz. So that person, when he said Subhanallah, that person told him, so many years I'm reading Quran, one way, but no sawab. Your one Subhanallah, you can give it to me, and how many years I've read Quran day and night, you can give it. There is no sawab. They make salam also, they do everything. Sawab. How many of us may Allah forgive us, protect our iman, we make a joke out of sawab. So anyway, this miswak, one namaz with miswak, is the value of it 70 times it is. May Allah give us all completely, inshallah. All of us will cry, inshallah. Sincerely, what does the miswak cost? Throw the toothbrush away. Everything is to replace this and take the miswak and do it and see when what we will get there. If the doctor tells you all your teeth will get rotten, let them get rotten. But make the miswak and see. Just still rub your miswak on your gums. What you want to do. So Ibn Abidin Shah always makes miswak at the time of mort, which is a crucial time. One person asked Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, and please let I also listen, all of us listen to it carefully. He said the time of mort is such a serious time, such a frightening time, when one is the sakarat of mort. Like we have seen a dying person, some people, the person is suffering in there. It's a karat is there. Then shaitan is there trying to rob you of your iman. Shaitan tries the whole life to mislead you. And his most effort is at the time of mort that you mustn't die with iman. That is his essence. Now you got your sakarat yourself, you're not in your proper senses. And shaitan also is there. What are you going to do? So he asked Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that how can we get safe from this condition that we go with iman? Then let us practice on this also, Allah give us all the way. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh showed two simple things. One is every day make it a habit at least once. When we get up in the morning, we don't just jump out of bed unless we really need the toilet urgently. We lay that well, which there are many things. One of them, shukr ya Allah, you believe in iman. Ya Allah, you keep me steadfast of my, on my iman. And let my iman increase day by day. And light the fire of love in my heart. We make shukr to Allah for iman. The other is, he said, in the two sunnahs of Maghrib. The two sunnahs of Maghrib, read surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ with the niyat of protection of my iman. He said, inshallah, your iman will be protected. And there are a lot of prescriptions in the hadith also, but use. They are not there just written to fill the kitab. They are not written just to make bayan in pastime. Therefore, all of us, not the one who makes bayan, it's just to give him a subject to talk on, and the others must listen. No, it's for the speaker to practice on, for the listeners to practice on. So, the barakat of miswa, we will be reminded of to read kalima-i-sha. What a great mock. Many people die without kalima on their tongue, but kalima is in their heart. Like you sign the contract, it doesn't mean every day you have to sign the contract today. Once you sign it, it's binding until you cancel it. So once a person has read kalima, we spoke to somebody to become a Muslim, he read kalima. He's a Muslim, he doesn't have to read kalima all the time. Just if he does something against him, he goes to church for example. Or he says something against the teachings of Islam. Then you will have to read kalima again. So many people who don't read kalima at the time of death doesn't mean that he's not a Muslim. He doesn't mean a Muslim Qabristan. But to read kalima, La ilaha illallah, what a great thing at the time of death. And this won't be only kalima, it will be kalima is shahada. That a person will read. May Allah give us all the way. So anyway, the talk that very briefly, hopefully, inshallah. In this ayat, Allah has spoken about the nafs, ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, nafs mutma'inna. This is in the 8th chapter. 30th Supara. Right? In the 13th Supara, first Allah spoke also of the nafs, nafse ammar. وَمَا أُبَرِّيُ نَفْسِ إِنَّ نَفْسَ لَأَمَّارَكُمْ بِسْتُ. That nafs is, it forces you, it tells you not to do evil. And if we take a sequence, that first to 13th Supara, a person is unmindful about nafs. Just to bring that, our body is a composition of two main things. The body, that is the nafs, this body. And the ruh, the body is made of dunya things, sand, water, things of dunya. If it was made from the sperm, turned into blood, turned into meat, and then the bones were put in, and then the shape was made, then Allah put it in all the parts, the brains, the heart. What a factory of Allah. How the heart is put it in, the liver is put it in. Today the experts on the heart, they also say we baffled. We don't know what to do. And many times they, I had a problem. Now the one is a set of doctors telling me to the other set. They say it's their problem, the cardiologist's problem. They say, no, it's not the cardiologist's problem. It's the gastro people's problem. This way to that way, this way to that way. They can't decide on that also. Further than what are they going to do? So anyway, this body is made up of the body and of the soul. And we all know that as long as the ruh is in the body, then a person, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاعَ. When the time comes and it comes here now to the throne, and who is going to make some ta'weez now? Who is going to help now? Who is going to make some amal? That is the ruh must take. تَرْبِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَالِحِينَ. Allah says when the time of maut comes and the ruh is coming out, if you were thinking we are the creators of our things, we are in control of things, return that ruh. Who can return that ruh? Nobody can return it. A cardiologist who is Muslim, pious and famous also, and you should make two rakats of namaz before every office operation, gives sadaqa also. When he bent down to operate on one patient, he died of a heart attack. One cardiologist, when the world's top cardiologist met, they chose him as the chairman of the meeting. And he died in that meeting amongst all the cardiologists from a heart attack. Who was chosen the head of the world. So nothing is in your heart. Then you are fooling yourself, ya ayyuhal insan. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَصَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَلِّمُونَ الْيَتِيمَ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. القرآن لتثبيت قرآن شيخ الله الذي مولانا علي بن ياسر رحمة الله عليه wrote, when we read Quran, take it that Allah is speaking to you. They take it in that way and then see the benefit of Quran. And if you want to speak to Allah, get up for tahajjud. And tahajjud, you speak to Allah. And if you want Allah to speak to you, read Quran. And Allah, Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah, he says, if a person after reciting Quran Sharif states qasam, that Allah spoke to me, his qasam is qasam. 100% it is qasam. So these are the two main parts, and we know which is the more important part, the ruh or the body?
The ruh.
The ruh. Now for the body, in Johannesburg around here, about how many hospitals do you think there are for the body? About roughly? Much more, I think, private clinics. Or how many there are? Then for the body, for the comfort of the body, for sports, to keep their body. How many sports shops are there? You can't name them. For the body, to have nice furniture, to make the body comfortable, nice, to feel happy.
How many furniture shops? Many.
Mattresses. How many? Kitchen utensils. Kitchen stoves. All these things. How much of that? For gardening. For sporting. For how many things?
Many.
For fishing. For people who like to go and hunt. For hunting the shops. The whole town is comfortable. And for this body, just to give comfort and enjoyment to this body. And we all admit that if we change our mind, we can again reverse and tell me, I've changed my mind. That the body is more important. But if the ruh is more important, tell me in the whole of Johannesburg, whole of South Africa, is there one hospital for the ruh?
No.
What we call a fanta. If there are fantas running, very amateur. Hey, just Ramzan in Luxembourg, once a week, if we have any hospital that operates only in December, once a month, or only operates on Mondays or Tuesdays, or just for 1 hour a week. Hey, what? The ruh is more important. And just as the body gets sick, and every part specialist, for the eye specialist, and in there in all other specialists. For the teeth, you have a dentist, then you have an orthodontist, then something else also you have. For the ears, for the nose, for every part of the body, for the muscles, for the veins, for the heart, for the liver, for the kidneys, so many specialists. And for heart, for soul, there is also got sicknesses. And the sicknesses of the soul are worse than the sicknesses of the body. The body, the worst that can happen is you die. That's the worst that can happen. But when if your soul is sick, if you have got pride in you, and you die with that pride, you did not cleanse yourself, you didn't make an operation, you didn't take medication, whatever that, and you die with pride, what will be your condition in the qabr? If you die with the guna of zina on you, and you didn't make tawbah of it, what would be the condition in the qabr? If you died with the guna of drugs and alcohol, and in that way you die, what will be your condition? So like that, so that is much more important. The ruh is much more important. And this all Islahi jalsas, the Tabligh Ijtimaas, Darul Ulooms, all deeni work, Friday, Jummah, Bayan, is all, the attention is given to the ruh, or it should be given to the ruh, to correct the ruh, that life comes from. For the dunya things, there are more than enough things that are carrying on. But for the ruh, hardly any effort. And this is what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they made effort on the ruh. And they perfected their ruh. Just to give you one example, on one occasion, the battle of Yarmouk, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Amir of the Muslim Jama'ah. They went to the place where the battle was going to take place. The enemy came with 60,000 people, 60,000 soldiers. Now they made all effort on their bodies. Then you know in the military they make sure they get proper food, they get vitamins and this is required, and early in the morning they have to run how many kilometers and what exercises and what fences they have to scale and what they have to do. But not one bit of effort on the roof. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they didn't do all those exercises. They didn't follow any diet like this, such, but they made effort on the roof. Pride they took out from them. And they took away their nazar from dunya. From what you can see, their nazar was on what you can't see. And they trusted more what you can't see than what you can see. And also the English saying is totally incorrect according to Iman. That hearing is believing. Hearing is deceiving. Seeing is believing. Seeing is deceiving. That you see you getting your rosy from your shop, that's deceiving. Hearing that Allah gives you rosy which you can't see, that is the thing. Seeing with your eyes that the doctor's injection and the doctor's operation gives you shifa, that is deceiving. That believing is that Allah is the giver of shifa. Allah alone is the giver of shifa. Not the doctor, nobody else, only Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we have to correct. So the Sahaba made effort on that. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu went with 30 men to fight an army of 60,000. His other friends and them, they forced him, they spoke to him to take 30 men. He has somehow agreed to take 60 people. For 60,000, can ever, our scheme, can it work according to our scheme? Today we as Muslims sitting in the masjid, we will give a ruling, we are not military men, but we'll say it's impossible. And what arms and weapons they got? Those people make all the time effort on their arms and weapons. Today other countries they got what arsenal of weapons, atomic power and what things they got. And Muslims comparatively haven't got anything, but if we make the right effort. So anyway, when they came there, the enemy, the general of the enemy, he thought that they came to talk peace, because they can't fight us. We are 60,000, and we've got all the arms and weapons, and they're only 60, so they've come to talk peace. So he says, you have come to make a peace treaty. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu pulled out the sword from the sheath. Mm-hmm. And he said, I declare war. 60 people against 60,000. The wars lasted from the morning till the night and they routed the enemy. The vast majority they killed them. The other few that were left ran away off. After that when they checked up, the Sahaba who were 65 or 6 became shaheed. Only 5 or 6. And another 5 or 6 were missing. So they said these were captured by the enemy. So then they negotiated to release them prisoners of war. What discussion we can have. They made an agreement with them, certainly they went there to meet the enemy. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu this time went with 100 people. When they went there, the enemy had put a silk carpet for them. Silk carpet. Today we don't have silk. Mm-hmm. We think we are so advanced. This was those days where they put a silk carpet for them. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu refused to walk. And he told his friends, remove this. When they removed it, the enemy, the general told, we put this for your honor and respect. He says, well, arda farashna, the that my Allah says, I put a carpet on the earth, and we are the best of carpet makers. Nobody can put a carpet like this. What is the silk carpet? But today, in our house, how fancy are we? Eh, what new carpets we have got, how many sheen carpets, what and what, we are so particular of the last fine thing. Eh, the, some of us, are, we don't think about it. Our utensils, cups and saucers, etc. place, have got a gold line. You know it's not gold, it's just gold color. But our children will think our parents used to use gold, gold is shiny. And then wine glasses is so common. Walima. In the walima, there has to be wine glasses. All the juice has to be given in wine glasses. And some people of ours, they cork the apple juice. The grape juice is though like you cork a wine bottle. Allah make us please contact with the ulama. Go in jamaat. Send the children to the Darul Ulooms. Let the reality come into us. Yeah. Otherwise, we are treading the wrong path. Hazrat Shaykh writes in his kitab, Fazail Amal, that all traveler, I fear you are not going to reach the Kaaba because the road you are traveling reaches to Turkistan. If we are on the wrong road, how are we going to reach Jannah? Okay. One person. In India, one masjid, our old people, very pious they were, they didn't have much knowledge or anything. First surface, already full Jumata, with people long before that. So one young alim came and he started giving a bayan. Then he spoke of Jahannam. Oh, what is the azab of Jahannam, etc. So one old man, all of them old people, reading Quran, firstly, making zikr, slowly, old man he can't even got up slowly, he said, Are bhai, what is that? Where we want to go, Jannah, talk of that. Where we don't want to go, Jannah, what are you talking about there? Talk about Jannah. But if we are on the wrong road, Mawlana Muhammad Umar Sahib, you went to the airport, you want to go for Hajj Umrah. But when you came there, they overbooked. And now the plane is full, they can't take you. So you say, no, you say, no problem, I'll fly to Rome. There's a plane going to Rome. And you people who are going, you have made dua in the Muntas, that may Allah not bring you to pockets. But he's taking the plane going to America, going to Europe. How is he going to reach there? So today also, we are making dua for Jannah, but the road we are walking, when the child is born, what parties are we? We can't believe what we just see. What a 1-year-old baby party, birthday party, just wearing, what things are happening. Now our houses are being decorated like the Hindu houses for weddings. Lights, not only in the masjid when they have all the things, but our houses. And what things are happening in our weddings. If we are walking the wrong road, and we come one day Juma and we ask Allah, Ya Allah, give me Jannah, I am a Muslim, I must get Jannah. But we are walking the road to Jahannam, Allah says,
Ameen.
Allah have mercy upon
us. Ameen.
So this is the condition. So anyway, so the ruh, which is so important, there is not one hospital for you. No doctors for you. And an alim is not a doctor of the ruh. He is like a professor in the university. He teaches other students. This is a complete separate department. The khanqa and the islah of the ruh. And to make it reach perfection. And in everything, for example, we are sitting here, there are many of us who are 70, maybe even 80 or close to 80, but till today our namaz is still not done. We know the masalas, we learn things, we listen to bayans, we making bayans because our own namazes are not good. We are teaching the people how to make namaz. And the very starting, the picking up of the hands, how many of us pick up the hands like this? And the thumbs must touch the lobes, and the fingers you're facing towards qibla. Many of us like this. And so that also we're not doing properly. Our ruku is not proper. One sahabi came, radiallahu anhu, and made namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Salli, fa'innaka lam tusalli." Make namaz, you haven't. Two, three times you haven't made namaz. Then he said, "Teach me how to make namaz." And today, our postures, if we don't, one alim has written, Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, how many of us in our, and this is about 400 years ago, he said, how many of us in our namaz, we are making so many gunas? We didn't make a ruku, we didn't get down properly, and this happens commonly in two positions. Qawma, after ruku, when we don't stand up properly. We just got up and we've gone down into sajda. Or we hardly sit properly halfway and we are gone down. You see this happening. And the other is in jalsa, between the two sajdas. You hardly sit properly and you are gone into sajda again. And I get there are many other things also. You see, and he's counted, worked it out, that in one namaz we are making so many gunas. We are happy I made namaz. But we don't know how many gunas, and these are accumulating by Allah Ta'ala. So we have to correct all this. So therefore, we need this. So anyway, right in 13 Sufara, so to say, this is just one point from myself. That, like 13 Sufara, the 13, that portion of one third of our life passes, say about 20, then we become conscious that my nafs is ammar. It's telling me to do evil from it. Now when we make effort, then another 15 Suparas. In 28 Suparas, now your nafs will become lawwama. Now you will start taunting yourself. You're terrible, you are. You think you're a big buzurg, but what are you doing? In your private life, what's your thinking? That if we had to have screens here on the front wall, and everyone remote control with the screen, that what were things we are thinking in namaz if it had to come on the screen? What will be our condition? And wallah, on the day of Qiyamah, your whole life, everything will be on the screen. And the whole world will see, your wife will see what you were doing. The husband will see what the wife was doing. The mother and father will see what the children will see. The whole world will see. Illa man tab. Yes, those who make sincere tawbah. And who says, wa'afu anna, umhu athar al-dhunubina. Oh Allah, destroy the piles of our gunas. Allah destroys them himself. If we make sincere tawbah, now he doesn't tell the farishtas also to destroy the piles. He destroys them themselves. And Qiyamah's Day, it's a possibility, make this dua also. Ya Allah, iswas, hamisha, par khaskar maut se pehle, maut ke waqt, qabr mein, mahshar mein, mere naam-e-amal mein ek bhi guna na. Mere sab gunahon ko nekiyon mein tabdeel, badi badi nekiyon mein tabdeel farma. And Allah is the dream who does. And how fortunate is that person who comes with his record of deeds, not one guna. And he makes so many gunas, Allah is the dream who he converts it. And he multiplies the sawab again. Allah Ta'ala doesn't only give, he doesn't just forgive it, he doesn't just give equal, but he multiplies it. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ وَآمِنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will change it into the doors of Tawbah are open. What a khafur. Don't think Allah Ta'ala is just waiting to punish us. Allah is just waiting that you turn towards Him. And turn towards Him. This is the effort. And we now in the season, the month of Rajab, the month to correct our namaz. Then is coming the month of Sha'ban to make tawbah and cleanse ourselves. Then comes the great and glorious month of Ramadan to get married to Allah. To be with Allah Ta'ala. And if we spend our Ramadan correctly. So this is now the rule. So from 13 Sufara, you are not conscious. You are doing wrong. Now you make effort for about another two-thirds or more of the Quran or of the 30 Sufaras. Now you realize my nafs is a terrible thing. Like that I give big bayans, but I know what I have done in my whole life. And also remember from the time you became baligh, which roughly is 15 years, some become baligh even before that. How many namazes we missed? How many namazes we performed in what a terrible way? How many perhaps namazes we made without wudu, even perhaps without ghusl? In the state of Jamal, Zanabat also perhaps. How many rozas how many one friend of ours, he said when we were colleagues, then just to, as a joke, I showed the others I can break my window. How many of us do that? And the kafara is tested, mashallah, he cut the whole kafara, 6 years ago. So all these things are necessary to cover up and to correct ourselves. It doesn't mean we forgot the debt of by somebody, now we forgotten that. Many people write off debts after a certain amount of period, their debts. And they write it off. But by Allah tell you don't make doba, it's not written off. So how many wrong things we have done? We cheated people in our business, how much? How we spoke to people, our language what we used, how we hurt the feelings of people, and the most closest to you, your wife, how many times she made her cry. One couple, they were married for 60 years. Then they were so close to each other, they shared all the secrets. Not one secret they kept from one another. But the old lady, she said, one secret of mine I can't keep. She had a shoe box in the top of the cupboard. She said, that never asked me. So when she became very ill, it looks like she's going to pass away. So she said, today let me tell you what is bring actually. He brought the shoe box, she opened it, there were two drawers in it, metal drawers. And there was 1,000 men in there. So he said, is this what the secret is this? She said, my granny told me when I got married that whenever your husband upsets you, and he treats you bad, just ignore him and you start knitting and drawing. So he praised himself, patted himself on the back, 60 years married, only two times I got upset. There are two dogs in there. So he said, that explains the two dogs. This 1,000 men, what is that? She said that all the other dogs which I sold at 5 cents a piece. That all the other ones. So this is what our position. Forget other people, how we treat them. Even as a ustad, we haven't got the right to hurt the feelings of our students. We have to teach them, we have to discipline them. But to use derogatory terms, etc. Even as a alim giving Juma bayan or giving this bayan, and sarcastic, you use sarcastic words, etc. You got no right to do that. Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, a person is not allowed to make bayan until he doesn't think himself to be the lowest and worst of his own profession. And today we think we're going to lash out to them. We're going to give it to them today. And we're going to put it like this. That person has got no right to make bayan also, forget anything. How many things we have to make? And also, Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, Allah's fazal, in this period that I had passed through, read this bayan of Maulana, he said that sickness is a great ni'mat of Allah. And one of the ni'mats is that at that time, you think you will be tired. And then you start reflecting on your past. And many gunas which you thought they are washed away, they surface. Now you start making tawbah. And you get shocked at what things start coming up. Of our own life, of our past life. Like I said, we were young boys and young girls, 15, 16, we were at school. The young boys of 7, 8, 9, 10, grade 9, 10, 11. Hey, almost praying, many parents say you must have a girlfriend. You must have a boyfriend. Haram things. How many haram things we have done? Then we have forgotten about it. All that we have to make tawbah. And the more you become conscious and you make, fortunate is that person who gets the opportunity from Allah Ta'ala and makes his tawbah before the time of mutu kabla mutamuti. Die before you die. Otherwise, it's like you are driving your Ferrari at 280 kilometers per hour against a solid rock. When mort will come, mort touches. Then you didn't make tawbah, and now your gunas open up. You can have that tawbah is not acceptable. Fortunately, it is that person, therefore, bimari is also enamored from Allah. You start thinking of all that, and let the world think what they want to, that you are depressed, that you are this, you are that, but your gunas, they catch up. Sanastadrijuhum min haythu la ya'lamun. We will give them time. Tell from sources which you don't know. Sanastadrijuhum min haythu la ya'lamun. Wa umli lahum hayyan ta'in. Inna kaydi mateen. My plan is very strong. And what is it in 7th Sutra? فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When people forget all that what they were reminded of, we are told about namaz. How many of us who are here, perhaps you have forgot qaza namaz. But you don't think about it. You're just letting the days go past. Our eyes, guna is not coming to an end. It's just carrying on. It's not stopped also. And it's still carrying on. Ghibah, bad writing. Hazrat Shaykh writes, good pious people are not free of the sin of their conscience. Mm-hmm. And if you and forget anywhere else, write in the house. You go in the house, you go and tell her a story. Mm-hmm. Or she's got the story ready for you. It's about the neighbors, it's about the family, and it's backbiting in many cases. Where it's a genuine case, you discuss it well and good. But a lot of backbiting takes place right in the house of the family, of the town, of people. And we are in such a continuous situation. People tell us their problems, etc. And then we sometimes have to discuss that also. And if we don't, are not careful, we go over the boundary. Mm-hmm. And now we are falling into backbiting. Females write letters also. And if you are not careful, you go across the boundary. By nature, you are a human. You can be the biggest sheikh in the world. Your heart can easily take a turn. And falb, in Arabic, falb heart. It means, one doctor of Lahore explained, that when they do a bypass and they take out the heart, like a frog, doesn't rest. It's just jumping around. Even when it's out of the body, it's jumping. It changes all the time. And therefore, the heart can change in any direction. If a person is not careful, they wear him then. He would not. Fortunate are those people who are not just careful, but now they taunt their nafs all the time. You think you're such a big monana, and you're such a person, and you have done this. But look at yourself in the mirror. And look at it properly in the mirror and see how ugly you are. And what filth and lanat is on your face. What all the gunas that you have committed. Now when you have taunt yourself, you will make tawbah, then inshallah it will become nafsidun. And then at the time of mort, you won't be crushing your Ferrari at 300 kilometers per hour, right into the rock, and it goes up in flames and now you have made tawbah before your time. And this usually comes towards the end of the process. Ah, yeah. Then he makes real sincere tawbah. Very fortunate are those people who in their young age they make tawbah. And they sincerely change their lives. Just to give an outward false impression of piety is very easy. Hey, many of us know collectors who come and what sweet talk they have. They are genuine ones also, no doubt. But when we know what is happening. How many of the people amongst us? One friend of ours sitting here, we went about 10, 15 people were going for Hajj. The agent in India, with all the Hajjis, all these people's money is missing. And many agents do this for Hajj people are doing. With that Hajj money, the agent is missing. And then he has the audacity to return after a few days and carry on with his work. Mm-hmm. And those who are really hard on him, he gives them 20,000 rupees, 30,000 rupees. Mm-hmm. He just gives them a little bit. Out of hundreds of thousands of rupees, he gives them 20, 30,000 and just specifies them. We know all these things are happening. So just having an outward phase of piety is not sufficient. وَحُسْفَلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. One time, Mufti... Can I go on a few minutes? Where's my answer? A few minutes, inshallah. Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti of Diyoga. He was performing Tarawih Namaz, and there is a very important point we have to learn also. Today we want Tarawih, our holiest Imam is not holding Nafas. We want the new priest, somebody different to them. And we want the people who are a person who sounds nice, the tune and that. That is not important. Here was Mufti Azizur Rahman and perhaps 8-10 Muslims. Small little Jamaat, but what in Shaykh al Islam, Maulana, Shabir Ahmed Usmani, they were all. And when he came to the ayat in the 30th Sufara, Yawma Tubla Sarar, the day of Qiyamah, when secrets will be made public. And he repeated, Yawma Tubla Sarar, Yawma Tubla Sarar, the day secrets are going to be made public. Everyone will know those secrets. Then they lost themselves. The finally, Maulana Shabir Ahmed Usmani gave a scream and fell to the ground. And Maulana Azim Mufti Azim, I was carrying on giving. Then he carried on. How many times he repeated? They made wudu again and came and joined with them. That is what you call tarawih. Not that you were some nice salami lady with some tarawih and all the nice sweet voices and that. And you be talking, and the Imam also is reading about Jahannam and he's reading it so sweetly. MashaAllah, and he's reading Khiratu, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And he's reading about the half of Jahannam is boiling water. Half of Jahannam is blazing fire. And they will be thrown from this side to that side, this side from that side. Allah says,
Amen.
To save our Iman, and at this time it is so critical. Today the challenge is not on your amal also. معاملات معاشرہ کے ساتھ اور ایمان دے ڈائریکٹ افیکٹس آن آور ایمان. And if we don't keep contact with the right people, Allah, may Allah save us and help us. It's a very critical thing. So may Allah bring that depth of ours which is with us and let us realize the importance of little bit of tabligh work carrying on, little bit of khanqa work, healing work which is carrying on. Let us join it. Let us think about our akhirah. Let us not be short-sighted. And our nafs, which is ammara bisu, which commands us all the time to do evil, bring it to become nafse lawama. That we start taunting ourselves. And we start blaming ourselves. We blame everyone else for what is going wrong. But the last person to blame is, and we are to blame. When a person can accept blame, husband and wife argue and fighting, until one of them, both of them are not prepared to accept blame, there can't be a solution. If the both of them are prepared to accept blame, immediate solution. So blame ourselves, our nafs is there. And from there, then it becomes mutmainna. If it's pain and you're still loving, Allah, you've got jannat in this world. And when you go there, jannat will be there. And also remember how Allah has given ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainna. Nafs that is a complete ease and rest. Irji'i ila rabbiki, return to your house now. To your Rabb, ila rabbiki, raadiyatan marriya. In such a condition you make him happy, he's happy with you. If you meet somebody, he's happy to meet you, you happy to meet him. What to say? And Allah Ta'ala said, ila rabbika. Rabb is the one who created you, who gave you everything of yours, who feeds you, who looks after you. You return to him. Raadiyan marriya, fadkhuli fi ibadi. And before you enter Jannah, those people, my special servants, my awliya, who help you on this path and they put you on the path, first we meet them. We loyal. They are the ones who help you and guide you. We'll meet them first, then what will you gentlemen? Then go into my Jannah. The Jannah is Allah. And these ibadi are my Jannah. Hey, who taught you, who didn't teach you to get a university degree or something, but they taught you how to get Allah in your life. How to make your namaz, how to make your wudu, how to say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and what a value may Allah give us all for it. For that, inshallah, during the month of Ramadan, we have a program in the Khanqa in Azadar. Whoever care, there are many brothers who come for 40 days, 30 days, week, 10 days, weekends, especially depending on what, many other Khanqas also, going Jama'at, going the Khanqa, go and sit in the company of the pious and the righteous, the ulama, and let us all benefit. There is no time to waste that this is right and that is wrong, and this you must do and this you mustn't do. Do what you can do, and Allah bless you. Amen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, open our hearts.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we are so blind with the eyes of our heart. We cannot see after the day of Allah. We are making how many times salam in our namaz, and on both sides the malaika are sitting there, and we don't even know about them. We don't know who we are making salam to. Oh Allah, please guide us. We come to your house, to the King of Kings palaces, and we don't have respect for your house. How, when your caller calls us, how many of us, oh Allah, we are talking and making a noise at that time. Wuzu time, we are wasting water, and we are talking about healing. Oh Allah, you gave us such great treasure, and we cannot appreciate it in any way. Please help us, oh Allah. Oh, we have failed, oh Allah. We have totally failed, and we got no hope in anyone besides you, oh Allah. Please, Allah, you take hold of us. Catch us by the hair of our forehead. Guide us to righteousness, O Allah. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. You not only show us the right path, but make us walk like a lost child when it comes in the lap of its mother. And how the mother embraces the child, you take us back like that. We are lost in this dunya, the fleeting world. What things are tabbalina? Innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحانه وتعالى